One of the ways we do that, obviously, is the mission work. You know, whenever Jesus said, whom do men say that I am? And they said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, upon this rock, the fact that I am the Christ, I am going to build the church. And so we need, as we work and as this church grows and as the church grows in other places, to build the church on the foundation of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the middle part of the entirety of that chapter talks about there is that foundation laid, and then we build on top of that. And that's really what we're trying to do in this place. The foundation is laid. Jesus is the foundation. And built on the fact that Jesus is the Son of God is our heart and our soul and our devotion to God. He is deity. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. And we're building this church on the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. And as we've said, we're talking about that matter of mission work. And we mentioned last week about the fact that there is a history behind the mission work that this church has done. There is history of the things that's happened prior to 2004. We were given about $50,000 a year. And the elders decided at that time that they would, instead of running the church on a 52-weeks budget, that they would just run the church on a 51-weeks budget, and then we'd take everything given one Sunday of the year and give every bit of it to mission work. And that's really the background of what's about to happen next Sunday morning. And that is, we have been, as the people of God, God has blessed us and helped us. So our mission budget was about $50,000, and on that first mission Sunday, the contribution was $125,000. In the 7 years since that time, we've averaged $117,383 on Mission Sunday. Last year was an amazing number in view of the economy. I was very fearful that we'd not be able to find the funds to be able to do what God wants us to do. But God is good and God's blessed us. And God's blessed some of you abundantly so that we can still, as the people of God, do great things and bring glory and honor to Him. And God's put within the heart of others of you a sacrificial heart. Are you aware that since Mission Sunday began, this church has, on Mission Sunday, devoted $821,681 to mission work? That's an astounding blessing that God has brought to us. And that's what that contribution next Sunday is all about. As we think about next Sunday, and as we think about the challenges that lie before us, and as we think of the things that we'll be wanting to do in this new year and the plans that we have for this new year, we need to have an appreciation and of the various kinds of works that we're doing. So we've taken that church building and laid on that church building various aspects of the work. And the church building itself replaces what used to be that pyramid where we talk about, let's get up to this level, let's get to this level. And we've just simply changed all of that. We need to understand that the heart of the mission work of this church has to do with the work that's happening down there in Paraguay. As we mentioned last Sunday, we ought to have a very, very personal relationship to that work. Do you know anybody that's down there in Paraguay? Does the name Chris Fry mean anything to anybody other than Tim and Beth and Elizabeth Fry? Oh yeah, Tim grew up in this congregation. Came here when he was 6 years of age. And as a part of this congregation, grew and matured. And when he was ready to go into the mission field, he went over into that mission field and we supported him in part. And then more recently, we became the overseeing congregation of that work. Let me tell you about the work in Asuncion. Whenever they arrived in that place, there were hardly any congregations, and most of those congregations were not vibrant. So they went into a new area. And as a result of the work that they have done there, Chris has been there for about 8 years. As a result of that work, there's a congregation in Asuncion that's ready to appoint elders. Is that amazing? You need to understand how remarkable that is in relationship to mission work. You start thinking about some of the mission work, like the work out in the South Pacific, where Robert has done all of that work. There are very, very few congregations there that have elders, and that's not to be critical of them. They are appointing elders now, but in a period of 8 years, The congregation there in Ascension is going to be a fully developed, autonomous congregation with elders and functioning on its own. And that's because of Palm Beach Lakes. Now, I don't want to take all the glory, but you know how this church has impacted you. You go away and visit another congregation, some other place, and you sit back and you compare that congregation to Palm Beach Lakes. I do it all the time. Every time I go preach in a meeting, I think, what can we do better? And then try to improve what we're doing here. And visitors who come our way say, man, this is a great, great congregation. And there are people that drive great distances, even members of this congregation who'll drive 25 or 30 miles every Sunday to be a part of this congregation. Now, just imagine being able, as Chris did, to be able to go into another place and reduplicate what the church ought to be like, and his understanding of what the church ought to be like is what he's seen here at Palm Beach Lakes. And that's not to say we're perfect. We're a long way from being perfect. But there is just such a wonderful thing about starting that work there and there being the influence of this very congregation down there. Now, Chris is coming home. And we are aware of that. He'll be home actually next month, and will be speaking to us in February. And then that will leave two other missionaries down there. And we know them. We know Josh Blackmer, do we not? And there's Josh and Kara and Josiah and Vivian. They're there. They've been there. They know the language. They're able to preach in the language. They're able to work in the language. And Josh sat right in that pew right there for 4 years working with our young people. And we grew to love and appreciate. And now Josh is down there in Paraguay trying to establish there a church that is designed to honor Jesus Christ. That's not to bring glory and honor to Palm Beach Lakes. It's simply to say, glory be to God that He has used us to put in a foreign land a congregation that will surpass us someday in the grandeur and glory that it brings to God. And then Troy and Andrea. You know, Andrea practically grew up in this congregation. Some of the time she was down at the congregation at 10th Avenue. But her mom is a part of this congregation. And Troy and Andrea were a part of this congregation after they married and came back to this. They were a part of this congregation for several years. And then all of a sudden we helped support them in their mission work. In the school of preaching. And now he is one of the missionaries that's down there in Ascension. Thanks be to God. You want to understand what Mission Sunday is all about, then step back and think about all of those things that's happened there in relationship to that work. We don't really have a lot of time to talk about the work in Africa that we've been associated with. Nano Afogi. Nano has really done a great job in the work there, and there's the work that he has done. We'll talk a little bit more about him, a special need that he has, a little bit later. And there's Tamuka down there in Zimbabwe, living right in the midst of a communist country, and the Lord's church is being established and the kingdom of God is spreading, and the dictator, communistic-minded government that they have there, the kingdom of God is just growing and growing and growing, and we are so thankful for all that is happening there. And we don't need to spend too much time talking about Marsh Harbor. But think of how many members, people in this congregation have been to Marsh Harbor. As a sister congregation, we have stood beside them. And in the few years we've been associated with them, we've seen them grow from a congregation that had less than 10 members, and almost every one of them were women, to being a vibrant congregation that has two or three different men that can preach over there. And we thank God for the fact that we've been able to be a part of that work. Now, get this in your mind and remember it. Paul told the Philippian church that the work that he did was not written down in heaven, and this is a loose paraphrase, written down in heaven in his account. But because the Philippian church supported Paul, Paul writes the church at Philippi, Philippians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18, and says, the souls that are being won are being written down in the mind of God to your account. Sometimes we talk about doing mission work and the great glory and honor there is to be given to those individuals who sacrifice their lives and their family sometimes, association, to be able to go to a foreign land. And yet, when the Lord looks at it, The Lord doesn't say, well, isn't it great that Troy and Chris and Josh have this work down there in Ascension? Aren't they doing a good work? Every time there's a soul that's baptized, every time there's a life that is turned away from sin and turned over to the Lord, the Lord, Philippians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18 says, and that goes to the account of Palm Beach Leagues. Isn't that amazing? Totally different concept of this matter of mission work. And then there's Joey Treat out in the South Pacific. And we don't need to talk too much about him. He was recently here to report. But he has an understanding of what mission work is all about. And so he's been in Saipan. And that work has reached a point that it needs to be left alone. Need to get that American influence out of there and let the church grow there and be native to that land. And so he's moved over to another place with the mindset of in this other place, that's exactly what he's going to do. And that is to not set up some mother church, daughter church association that will last for years and years, but for this church to give birth to another congregation in another land who in turn will give birth to other congregations and other congregations and other congregations. Every time I think about that work in Paraguay, I think of the fact that here they are located and they'll be able to spread their influence, not just in Paraguay, but Uruguay and Argentina and Brazil. And that influence will be far, far reaching. And we ought to be thankful for all of that. We don't need to say too much about Robert Martin, do we? Robert is the kind of individual, once you hear him, you'll never forget him. But, 22 island nations in the South Pacific, and he and those who've been associated with him have preached the gospel in 18 of those 22 island nations that are there. We have been supporting Robert for nearly 20 years. And God says, and that work that is there is being written down to your account. Now next week, whenever you start to decide how much am I going to give and how much can I sacrificially give, I want you to have a world view of that. It has nothing at all to do with Palm Beach Lakes. It has everything to do with the spreading of the gospel in Africa and in the island nations like the Bahamas and the South Pacific. And don't forget Easter Island, the most remote island on earth, the most remote place on earth that's inhabited year-round. I think Antarctica would be more remote, but it's not, people don't live there except in igloos. Not igloos, but the scientists live in there and whatever they live in, those tents they live in down there. Anyway, you know, the most remote place on this earth. The Lord says, go preach the gospel to every creature. How on earth, in the name of heaven, will the gospel ever get to Easter Island? If you don't sense God working through you to accomplish His will, you need to sit back and rethink some of these things. And then we mention also the matter of Apologetics Press and the great work that they do. And we could go on and on and on, but every 6 seconds, how many seconds have we been worshiping God? You know, since we started. Divide that number of by six, and you'll have every 6 seconds somebody is hitting that website that's up there, learning about the existence of God and the things that are there. But one of the things that ought to excite every one of us about this next year is this brand new work down in Argentina. You start and think about now we have another missionary. We have three that are there. Chris will be coming home. We'll have two in South America. And then in August of this year, Douglas and Sandra will be headed down to Argentina. And the amazing thing is they don't have to learn the language. They don't have to learn the culture. The day they arrive there, they will be able to start the work in Argentina in the town named San Juan that has at least 600,000 people in San Juan and zero New Testament Christians. You stop and think about that. Because of Palm Beach Lakes, a city, you know, larger than West Palm Beach. Some of the outlying areas you include that in, those numbers might get larger. But we'll be able, through our missionary Douglas, to be able to establish the work there. And who knows? Who knows what will happen from that place as a beachhead just to go out and to spread the gospel over and over again and again and again. As you think about next Sunday's contribution, as you think about giving and how sacrificial you need to be, please, please understand how marvelously important it is. You know, there are missionaries that whose names we have known, but we've never known the missionary. We may have seen a missionary every now and then when he might come back and make a report, but we haven't known the missionary. But you cannot say Chris Fry, you cannot say Josh Blackmer, you cannot say Troy Spradlin, you cannot say Douglas Alvarenga without saying, I know them. They're my brother in Christ. They're a part of Palm Beach Lakes. But folks, it takes money in order to do that, and that's what Mission Sunday is all about. And we would not want to overlook the teen work that we're doing. Deans, this church loves you, and we want you to understand it. And a part of the funds for Mission Sunday is given so that you might be able to go out and to represent this church, that you might grow yourself spiritually, but that you will be able to mirror Christ in every place that you've gone. And last week we had the list of all of the places where they have gone, and there'll be another trip. Now to do that work, and this is the work to which we've committed ourselves. We've told these men, we're going to support you. In order to do that amount of work, next Sunday's contribution has got to be at $72,600. $72,600. And that's what we call the base, because this is the money that we are committed. But we want to do more than that. And you, those who are members of this congregation, understand about how we just keep adding things to this and adding things to this. And the next thing above that is the matter of the House to House magazine. You know, I don't know how much you've noticed that magazine, but people in this area have noticed it. Here's a magazine that six times a year is mailed out into this area. And mailed out into this area to 7,800 homes. And we've been doing that six times a year. And for the 11 years that we've been in this building, we have distributed in the homes around this building over 500,000 magazines. And there are folks who sit in this auditorium right this very minute because the Heart to Heart magazine. You know, I hate to call out any of them by name, but here is Gorman, worldly, ungodly Gorman, whose friends cannot believe what Christ has done in his life. And all of a sudden something comes and he says, I've got to straighten up my life. I've lived long enough serving myself. And that magazine was in his home. And he said, I think I'll go find out what that's all about. God's made a promise to men who are looking for truth. And one of the avenues of God fulfilling that promise is in this matter of this Heart to Heart magazine. But, you know, that doesn't come cheaply. And so, you know, as we think about this, let me back up and point out the fact that sometimes we misunderstand what's involved in Mission Sunday money. Sometimes people say, why don't we spend more money on local evangelism? Well, here's a major part of that. You know, more than $10,000 every year of Mission Sunday money has been used in this very way for local evangelism. So let's not lose sight of that. And then there is a special need that is there in Zimbabwe, and that is Tamuka has a truck that's just about to die on him. And so he's written the elders and he said, guys, is there any way possible that you can help repair this truck? And if you'll look at how many passengers he uses in this truck, he travels, you know, great distances every week, sometimes several times during the week, and the truck has gotten too old. I don't know why it gets so old, you know, nobody's riding in it. But he says, you know, I need, and I forget the number, close to $500 or something like that. And the elder said, yeah, let's put that in Mission Sunday. We believe if we tell the church, here's a brother over there who's doing great work, that they'll want to be a part of that. So we've added that into the matter of Mission Sunday. But to send out heart to heart and that money for Temuka, you know, the number no longer is $72,000. The number is $86,000. And if we can have $86,000 contribution, we'll be able to do that work. We'll be able to send that heart-to-heart magazine out, and we'll be able to help our brother Temuka over there in the work that he's doing. But we want to do more than that. And so we raise the roof again. And so in order to do that, there are always those special requests that come where people say, well, I want to go on a short mission trip. And a lot of times our young people who are in Christian colleges, there's a door that's open to them. Some of you in this congregation have gone on mission trips. And we call that special request because you can't put a name with it necessarily, though we may know one or two names of people who are planning this year to go. But there's a special request fund that is set up. And that becomes a part of raising that pyramid. Then we want to establish just an emergency kind of fund for the Argentina work, just so there is some reserve here. So if something tragic were to happen down there to Douglas and Sandra while they're there in Argentina, we want to set aside some funds for that. And then to continue some of these mission trips over to the Bahamas, the adults that are going over there to help that congregation. You know, we give the contribution that's in the base here to Marsh Harbor is the salary that is to be given to support the preacher that is there. But there are these trips that we make over there, and they become a part of that Mission Sunday. But in order to do that, it takes more money. And so when we get to that level, if we get to that level, the number is $97,000. We can have a contribution of $97,000 next Sunday. We'll be able to do that. Are you ready for some really exciting stuff? That is, raise that roof again. And let me tell you something we have planned for local evangelism in this next year. We believe that we need to do more in a personal way. Pardon me. Do more in a personal way in order that we might be able to touch the lives of others. Do you know what would have kept Sodom from being destroyed? How many more righteous souls would it have taken Sodom from being destroyed? And so we're going to do this next year what we're going to call as a program a plus six. God's ready to destroy this nation, and we're going to try to use this as motivation. Not that we're going to limit ourselves to six souls, but we want us to understand that the very existence of this nation in the future is tied to righteousness. And so in order to do that, we want to be able to use a booklet that you may have seen. It's called Holy Bible. We want to give away hundreds and perhaps even 1,000 Bibles this next year. We want to be known as the church that really believes the Bible and gives Bibles away. Now we're not just going to go out into go to Walmart and hand everybody a Bible. That's not a very fruitful way of doing it. But if people are interested, and so there is this Holy Bible, and down on the very front of the Bible it says, "What if the Lord were to come right now? Would you know for sure, nothing doubting, that you would go to heaven? Please turn to page 362. And so you turn to page 362, and there's a verse that is underlined. Down at the bottom of that page, there's a question that leads as a follow-up question. And it says, go to this page, and then go to this page, and go to this page. And a person, by taking this Bible, will be able to find the truth themselves. And you haven't been knocking on their doors and trying to be abrasive in relationship to it. But think of how easy it would be to say, let me tell you what the church is doing where I attend. We're giving away Bibles. Because you're my friend, could I give you one of these Bibles? Now, in the back of the Bible, there are charts. And on the screen, you'll be able to see some of those charts that give even a vivid description of these matters. And then there's a daily Bible reading schedule that you'd be able to give to another. and encourage them to read the Bible through. Think about the fact, if we believe the Word of God is living and active, how powerful it will be for us to be able to give to others Bibles. Young people, think about people you know at school, people you've talked about, and say, can I give you a Bible? The church where I attend is, and we want to give you a Bible. And it's the kind of thing that we want to do. Now, in addition to that, we want to put in the hands of our members this year a lot of things that will enable us to give to other individuals. In other words, what we're going to try to do, and we'll be saying more about this, is for you to start thinking about names of people that you'd want to convert. Here is a beautiful, and this thing has been out in the foyer, here's a beautiful description of the truth and things that are involved in the truth. And I don't know if you can see that picture or not, but it's Palm Beach Lakes. It's the very picture of this very building in this beautifully designed book. And so whenever they want to teach a lesson about the church, they ask permission to use the photo that we use in our advertising. And so just imagine giving to somebody that is interested, somebody that you found that is interested, and give them this booklet. Now, this is in this cover. They've actually reprinted it, and they've put it in another cover that is just like that. It's been modified and updated. But it is something that we can be able to put in our hands and give to individuals to give to share with them. In addition to that, there's a DVD that goes along with that. And so our purpose in this next year and our plan this next year is to get in the hands of members of this congregation something that they can get personally involved in the matter of personal work, the matter of trying to talk to others about the Lord. And instead of it just being radio or television that is impersonal, and we've used that in the past, to be able to bridge the gap by putting things in their hands. If we'll stop and think about it, the Bible and what we're trying to do can be used for our friends. You stop and think about the fact, just hand this Bible to a friend. Hey, take this Bible and give it to our visitors. What if every visitor to our services, you know, this year, whenever we say we're glad you're here, visitors, would you raise your hand? We've got something we want to give to you. Think of the impact that would have on their lives. So, well, you know, they gave me a Bible. I'm really appreciative of it. And there's a way that I can study the Bible. And it's self-taught in relationship to that. And then there is that community outreach where we go out and we've even thought that we'll design a banner that we'll put on the side of the building that says free Bibles this month. And not just put a sign out there and leave it forever, but to try to find those people in this area who are interested in the Bible, who can phone us or come to our website and get a free copy of the Bible. I am excited about that. But we need to understand that takes money. And the last number we had was 97,000. We'll get to this other number in just a minute. We want also, as a part of this outreach in this year, in this part of the pyramid, to announce that our lectureship this year is going to be evangelistic. Our lectureship in past years have been the kinds of thing that were sort of in-house and designed for those of us who are Christians. But in our lectureship this year, that'll be November 4 through 6, the whole theme of the lectureship is going to be on making our house a home. And we want to design a brochure, a little fold-over brochure that'll have booklets inside of it, attractive by its very nature, so that we can, this year, because so many homes are troubled, be able to say to our friends, November's 4 and 5 and 6, we're having some really, really special studies. We're bringing it. We'll have, 10 or 12 different speakers talking about the home, and we want you to come in and to be a part of that. And again, that's a part of the outreach that is there. It's designed as an opportunity to reach out to those in the community. Now, to do that, it takes money. And if we can accomplish all of those things on the pyramid so far, the amount will be $109,918. Now, last year, I believe we contributed nearly, by the time all the numbers were added in, $120,000. I know that we're capable of this, but we'll have to each of us look inwardly and do all that we can. Then if we get more than 109,000, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to add more Bibles to it. We're going to do more of this outreach. And then one of the things that we want to do is to get more Bible tracts. I guess the more Bibles a little bit later in the pyramid. Get more Bible tracts. You know, we've got probably 400 different tracts that are back here, but we're about out of tracts. We've given away so many of the tracts, but most of the tracts that we're giving away are 40 or 50 years of age. I don't know if you see the green one that's up there. I handed out that tract when I was in the eighth grade. So that's been 100 years ago that these tracts. Now, the truth hasn't changed, but the beauty of the presentation of the truth. And so tracts are really a great way to evangelize. We want to upgrade our tracts with tracts that are far more attractive. In other words, we can use tracts for children. And through AP has done some great tracts about that are designed especially for children. And we need to understand, here's one about the Bible and science and about the evolution of man. A tract designed for young people. And then there are these other tracts that are also for children that God talks about bragging and God talks about homosexuality and God talks about how we treat other and about jealousy and about pornography and about sex before marriage. And it's attractive, beautiful in the way that it looks. And we ought to be thankful that AP is doing this, Apologetics Press is doing this, and understand, brethren, the special relationship Palm Beach Lakes has to Apologetics Press. As a congregation, we are more involved in that work at Apologetics Press than any congregation on this earth. And many of the funds that are given to Apologetics Press are funneled through here so that there might be an honesty that is involved in that, so that those men will be above reproach in the kinds of monies that are there. But there are tracts that are there for adults. And we need to understand the beauty of those. And so we put several of those on there. And we need to understand the need of that because we're out of track. Here again, it's local evangelism. And we believe in enough that we're trying to do mission work. And mission work doesn't just go start when you cross the ocean. Mission work starts when you cross the threshold out of the foyer that's out there. But in order to do that, we have to raise the roof. And if we raise the roof, then we want to add more Bibles. What do we have more than that 109,000? Well, there are more Bibles, and we want to add that to that. And then there is the matter of Scott Shanahan, who has spoken here sometimes. And if we can get $121,000, we'll be able to do all of these works that are on the pyramid. Well, what if we get more than 121,000? Well, whatever that number is, the elders already have a list of challenges and works that they would love to do. And one of the things we have done in just the presentation of Mission Sunday is we used to put the pyramid and go all the way up to 150,000. And when we got just a little above 100,000, people walked away saying, well, we didn't do very good, did we? Oh, $100,000 in one day? Yes, it just doesn't look really good on that pyramid. So we've changed all of that and made the pyramid so that we can reach the top. And the reality is, last year, this is about the amount of money that we gave, $121,000 last year. Now, situations have changed, and people are not making the monies that they have made in the past. I know every one of us is hurting financially more than we ever have. But we need to understand that this is God's work, and the blessings that God has given to us, He expects us to give them back to Him. To whom much is given, of him much shall be required. And the measure that the amount that you give ought not to be measured by saying, well, I think I'll give this because that's a, you know, no, don't measure it against what somebody else gives. It's between you and God, but understand that it is a matter of sacrifice in order that we might do that. We are a body of people. We're the family of God in this place. God has blessed us. And whether or not we reach the top of this pyramid is found in one word, and that is you and your response to the challenges that lie before us. But there's a better way of saying that, isn't it? And that is to say, there's another word that says it even better, and that is the word us. The widow's mite added to another's widow's mite, added to another's widow's mite, and blessed and magnified by God. It's amazing what can happen. And so in times past, our young people brought their jars of money. They've been saving money all year. God help us that we may be able to accomplish that next Sunday. Think about it. And will you pray fervently about it, that God will give you wisdom? And then will you count the blessings that God's given to you? And measure the amount that you give by the amount that you spend on yourself for some outing or something like that. Measure the amount that you spend and say, I'm going to sacrificially give. Not because Dan has stood up and browbeat me in order and made me feel guilty about giving. That's giving of necessity. But I'm going to give because I long for the world to be saved. And I'm thankful I'm part of a congregation that sets aside that one year, sets aside that one Sunday every year to do mission work. God help us, and will you pray every day about this matter of Mission Sunday? Will your family pray about it? And will we all do all that we can to pray that God will bless us? It may be that you're here today and you want to become a child of God. The Bible teaches us how to become children of God. It's not something made up by man. It begins with the belief that Jesus is the Son of God. You know John 3:16. If you believe He's the Son of God, you need to make up your mind you're going to follow Him. And that decision to follow Him is called repentance. And the Bible says you need to repent. Acts 2 and verse 38 says, that is for the remission of your sin. You want to have your sins remitted, forgiven? Then you're going to have to repent. Then you need to confess that you believe Jesus is the Son of God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. And then you can let the blood of Jesus wash your sins away when you're baptized. You become a part of His family. And He says, now you be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. How can we help you? We can help you in any way in your service to the Lord. Won't you let it be known by coming to the front right now as together we stand and sing. Will you come?